On to Egypt now, where at least 7 people have been killed in clashes with police. The killings occurred on Friday during demonstrations held in different cities to mark the first anniversary of a bloody crackdown on a protest in Cairo that left hundreds dead and many injured. A total of 14 protesters were killed on Thursday and Friday. It has been reported that police have used excessive force to suppress nationwide demonstrations. Eyewitnesses say police have been using tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse crowds.
Protesters took to the streets across Egypt for the second day in a row to commemorate the memories of those killed by security forces in a brutal crackdown on 2 protest camps in Rabaa and Nahda squares in Cairo last year.
I don't understand how the perpetrators of such a massacre are still at large while revolutionaries and young activists are in jail.
Violent clashes erupted in a number of places between protesters and security forces in Cairo and Giza, resulting in the death of a number of protesters after security forces used tear gas and rubber pellets. Several police cars were set ablaze by angry demonstrators in capital Cairo. Protesters chanted against President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi for what they view as his role in ousting country's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi.
I don't know in whose interest is all what's happening. This bloodshed of all Egyptians must come to an end.
6 protesters and 1 policeman were killed in similar protests yesterday. Meanwhile, a recent video released on the anniversary of Rabaa showed a number of men who call themselves Helwan Brigades with weapons in a Cairo street where they said that they're done with peaceful methods of protest and that they will take arms in response to the crackdown and violations committed by Egyptian security forces. The video sparked concern that more organized militancy could be acting out in Cairo. In response, the Minister of Interior issued an order to analyze the video and arrest those who appeared in it. More than a year after the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi by the army, his supporters are still facing a heavy crackdown that costs lives every time they hold a peaceful demonstration. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.